All right, Jumbo, say good morning. Parak Mishnah Yomi, Parak Ches, Mishnayis Gimel through Dalet, Chapter 8, Mishnayis 3 through 4. So Mishnah Gimel reads as follows. We'll say just another Mishnah in the Halachos of Tum and Tara. So Bishamay says as follows. Mikaneach Yodav Bimapa Umanicha Ala Shulchan. Bishamay says, a person could wipe his hands in a towel. Now, what we are specifically talking about over here is for my mishum. A person washes his hands prior to eating. He then wipes his hands. The issue that we're going to get into over here is as follows, that often when you wipe your hands in a towel, after netilas yadayim, the towel itself is moist, is wet, and often it's wet to the point in halacha, what we call of tofeach amras lahatfiach. In other words, that it's so wet that it has the ability to communicate moisture or to convey moisture to something else. As a result of that, we have potential issues of tumah. So for example, Beis Shammai says that a person could wipe his hands in the towel and ultimately manicha ala shulchan. He could place the towel on the table. Or Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel says ala keses. You can't place it on the table, but rather you could place it on the cushion. So Beis Shammai doesn't want you placing it on the cushion, they'll let you place it on the table. Beis Hillel wants you to place it on the cushion, not on the table. What's going on over here? If you take a quick look at the Bar Tanura, so the Bar Tanura says as follows. He says, Mekaneach yodav b'mapo, Me'etilas mayim rishon. So first of all, he points out here, what are we talking about? We're talking about drying one's hands from the tilas yadayim, from washing, before we eat. Umanicha ala shulchan, umekaneach ba yodav tamid mizumas atavshil. Now remember, Beis Shammai is saying also over here, you wipe your hands from the tilas yadayim, keep that towel on the table, for you'll be able to use that towel again to wipe your hands over the course of the meal. But according to Beis Shammai, do not place that towel on the cushion you're sitting on. Out of a concern that perhaps the keses, the cushion, will be a rishon l'tumah, well, first degree tumah. Remember, the towel has moisture in it as a result of drying your hands. Therefore, again, if you have liquid inside, moisture inside of the towel, and the cushion is a rishon, and the moisture touches the cushion, then ultimately, again, the mashke itself, the liquid, becomes a rishon as well. To the olam hamashkim nasos tchila, the chozer umetames adayim. And then what could happen? If the moisture inside the towel touches the cushion, which is a rishon, and then ultimately a person once again dries his hand in that towel, the hands become a rishon as well. So again, without getting into all the specifics over here, but essentially Beis Shammai says, if you go ahead and you place your towel that you use to wipe your hands on a cushion, and that cushion is potentially a rishon, then ultimately, again, that liquid contracts the tumah of the cushion and could reconvey that back to your hands. So over the course of going in and wiping your hands, the hands could become a rishon. Why isn't this concern present by a table? Because Beis Shammai is of the opinion that a person is careful about his table, and therefore a person will not use a table or items on a table that are potentially even a sheni, a second degree tumah. Conversely, Beis Hillel, I'll just continue in the Bar Tanura for just another line. Beis Hillel savri, mutar lishtamish b'shulchan shu sheni l'tumah. Hilchach lo yaniach hamapa al hashulchan, shema yitamu hamashkim shebemapa machmas hashulchan, v'yachzeru v'yitamu es ha'ochlin sham. Maybe I'll read one more line. Ein lochush ki im shema yitamu yadav, muti shem yudayim she'in lam ikram in ha'Torah. So let's listen to this. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, holds that no, that halacha l'maisa, a person is permitted to use a table that is a sheni l'tuma, and therefore he says, halacha l'maisa, much better to place it on the cushion than it is to go ahead and place it on the table. Okay, so we'll say, so bottom line, the machlokes Yesham Beis Hillel is, where do you put your wet towel? Beis Shammai says, it's better to go ahead and put it on the shulchan and not on the keses, not on the cushion. For Beis Shammai is more concerned that the possibility of contracting real tumah to the hands is more present from the cushion to the hands than from the table to the hands. Beis Hillel holds just the opposite. He holds that halacha lamaisa, the greater concern would be from the table, not from the cushion. This also has to do with the fact that, remember, hands contracting tumah is a dirabanan to begin with, and therefore Beis Hillel says better to go ahead and put the towel on the cushion than it is to place it on the table. Good. Mishnah Dalad. Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says. Rabbo says, so now not Tumantara. Now interesting, different halacha. Beishamai Omrim. Mechabdina sabayis v'achar kach notin liyadayim. So Rabbo says, we're talking now about mayim achronim. So remember again, we were speaking about beforehand, mayim rishonim, what happens, how do you wash before a meal? Now this is mayim achronim. So Rabbo says, so remember again, there are two reasons given for mayim achronim. One of them is mipnei zuama. One of them is the idea that before you bench, you should clean your hands. It's not nice to bench with unclean hands. So my machronim are there to go ahead and clean your hands before benching. Second reason the Gemara brings down is melech sodomis. There was this type of sodomite salt where if you were to go ahead and touch your eyes with it, chas shalom kalita blindness, in order to ensure that one did not have any of this salt on their hands, so one would wash prior to going ahead and benching. So therefore, we'll say the shaila is as follows. Beishamai omim, mechabdin ha-sabayis v'achak not lina daim. Beishamai says that you should go ahead and, now mechabdin ha-sabayis literally means clean up or sweep up the house. Then I will say what this is specifically referring to is as follows. That, of course, after you eat, you go ahead, or after the suud is finished, so one should go ahead and clean up any remnants of food that are still lying around. And specifically, if there are larger pieces of bread, larger than a kezayis, so one has to make sure to treat those with respect. So Beis Shammai says as follows. Beis Shammai says first, you should go ahead and clean up the remnants of food that are around, specifically if there are pieces of bread larger than a kezayis, and only afterwards should you do a mayim achronim. What is Beis Shammai concerned about? Beis Shammai is concerned that if you do mayim achronim first, you may come to go ahead and get the pieces of bread wet, render them repulsive, and you thereby end up going ahead and wasting food. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, clean up first, mayim achronim second. Beis Hillel says, no, notin liyadayim. No, first you should wash mayim achronim, the achakach mechabdin es habayis, and ultimately afterwards you can go ahead and clean up the remnants of bread. So I will say, interestingly enough, what's the machlokis? So the Gemara says something very fascinating. The machlokis over here is as follows, that are you permitted to use a shamish, a servant or a butler, a waiter, who is an ama aretz? See, Rabbi Osai, if the shamish is not an ama aretz, he knows that you have to be careful with pieces of bread that are larger than a kezayis and clear them off appropriately. If he's an ama aretz, he doesn't know this. Beis Shammai says it's permitted to use a shamish who's an ama aretz, who's ignorant. And therefore, there's a real possibility that there are remnants of bread that are larger than a kezayis sitting around. And therefore, one has to be careful to treat food with respect and not run into a situation where one potentially causes proper and good food to go bad. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, first clean up, then do my machronim. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, holds that halacha lemaisa, there's no concern. You're not allowed to use a shamish who's an am haaretz, right? And therefore, there aren't going to be pieces of bread that are larger than a kezayis left lying around. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you can go ahead and do my machronim first, and then go ahead and clean afterwards. We'll say what you do begin to see is something very interesting. That first of all is halacha bizvi ochlin, that we have to treat food with respect. But interestingly enough, you see that when it comes to bread, that only applies to pieces of bread that are larger than a kezayis. Pieces of bread that are smaller than a kezayis don't have to be treated with a sense of respect and reverence. So therefore, again, Beis Hillel says that halacha lemaisa, we could assume that a person is not going to use an ignorant shamish, not going to use an ignorant waiter. Pieces of bread that are larger than a kezayis are not going to be left around. And therefore, there's no concern that if you do mayim achronim first, you'll come to get the pieces of bread wet and end up wasting them. And therefore, Beis Hillel holds that halacha lemaisa, you wash mayim achronim first, and then go ahead and clean up the bread afterward. All right, so we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow, actually, we're going to get into some other interesting halachos concerning the order of brachos in Havdalah. That'll be Mishnayis, Hein, Vav, and Parak Ches. Shkoyach.